Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just a bad man. A bad, bad man. Not Cameron Wolf, you. You're a bad man. Stop laughing. It's not funny.
It was Taco Tuesday.
God, I know. Jeez, I'm in like a bunker.
Are we going to get to Cameron or no?
Yeah, I'm trying. I can't breathe. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ESPN Dolphins reporter Cameron Wolf going to join us right now. Cam, how you doing, buddy? Good morning.
Doing great. I'm trying to have a good morning like you guys are already.
I was having a good morning until 4 minutes ago.
Oh, man. Hey
Joe
Cam,
had tacos last night for dinner.
Yeah, forget about my problems here in this small studio. Cam, I want to ask you this whole thing with Teddy Bridgewater. Is there a chance he still signs with the Dolphins today? You think he's trying leverage, or you think he's already made up his mind for real that he's going to be a backup in New Orleans?
Yeah, no, that one's interesting. I mean, we saw what happened with Anthony Barr yesterday and flipping, I guess, from the Jets to the Vikings. Frank Gore getting a few years back with the Eagles. So players often have a change of mind, and, you know, from time to time and act on it. And sometimes teams make up the ante. But, you know, from what we've sort of gathered and what it seems like he got the word that, hey, if you hang around, you may be the heir apparent to Drew Brees. And it seems like he wants to go that route rather than have what happened to him in New York happen,
yeah,
where he knows the team is going to eventually draft a quarterback. So he's only, you know.
That's a good point. Yeah. That, by the way, that is a good point. He's gone through that already once.
Yeah, so Cameron, I have now a lot of things have shocked me in the last couple of days here, but Devontae Parker, a 2-year deal, I guess a second year is a team option, but to stay here in Miami, I thought if I was a betting man, I would have bet a week ago there's no chance Devontae Parker's in a Dolphins uniform next year, and boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, you and me both. I would have lost my $100 too.
Right?
On that one, yeah, that one, that probably was a little bit of a surprise. I kind of get it from Chris Greer's perspective, but to me, it basically is saying, hey, Devontae Parker's failures were Adam Gates' fault. That's what this move tells me, that the Dolphins believe. And they think that, you know, with a new coaching staff, new receiver coach, that, hey, maybe we can get some of that tantalizing potential, that word we always use for Devontae Parker, out of him. So I'm not terribly optimistic, but, you know, this team has sort of made a routine, you know, Ryan Tannehill and some other players waiting, you know, sometimes – past the guy's worth to see, you know, if he can become something that they brought him in to be.
You know, Cameron, I'm just surprised that, just to follow up on Devontae Parker, that he didn't want to get a fresh start and go out there and look and see what's out there and just go and see if his luck's not better somewhere else, knowing that he's a first-round pick. And he looked as if it finally all got to him a little bit, too, whether it was fans or media or what people were saying, it started to really affect him.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that even with the new staff, I do think there will have to be some trust rebuilt on both sides because, like you said, you know, I don't think the fan base has a very high opinion of Devontae Parker. You know, I'm not sure the whole locker room is, you know, huge Devontae Parker fan. So there has to be some, you know, some gaps that are closed. But I think for his perspective, he probably looked out at the market and honestly saw that, hey, I don't have a lot of interest out there. You know, I have some, you know, baggage coming in from Miami, questions about my work ethic, questions about my injuries. You know, maybe I stay here somewhere I'm comfortable with a new staff, and maybe, you know, I can get something better out of my career. So I know with his deal, the Dolphins don't have a lot of liabilities in there. There's no guarantees after the first year. And the base salary is actually, you know, closer to $3 or $4 million. Than the $6.5 million
right
here that was initially reported. So the Dolphins don't, you know, hurt themselves financially a ton, but I think, you know, they're really just trying to give it another year and see, you know, maybe he can show why he was a first round pick. But it was a head scratcher for me, just like you guys and probably a lot of Dolphins fans.
Cameron, is Eric Rowe already the second best corner on this team? on the other side X?
Yeah, I mean, definitely outside. You know, Bobby McCain's probably going to be the slot corner. You know, and Eric Rowe, as you can see with him, is he's been injured the last two seasons. So I know that the Patriots traded for him 2 years ago from Philly, and he actually started, I think, in the Super Bowl a couple years back. But he's been banged up. He's a big long corner. So, you know, I think if he's healthy and if he's, you know, back to what he is, then, yeah, maybe you can be looking at him as a starting corner outside of X on the outside next year.
All right, I just want to ask you about a couple other players on this team that maybe will be on this roster next year or not. Kenny Stills, is there a trade market for Kenny Stills, you think?
I heard that some teams have been calling on Kenny Stills, and he has a really good contract, you know, given this market at 6'7", you know, I think he's at 8, actually, $8 million a year, you know, given what a lot of these guys get. But I'd heard some teams calling on Kenny Stills and Miami telling them no. So I'm not sure if that's because the price wasn't high enough, or if the Dolphins just don't have any interest in trading him, but they have turned down some trade interest into Kenny Stills. So I know he's still young. The Dolphins like what he brings on the field and off the field. And when you have a young receiving core, you're probably going to need a veteran, somewhat of a veteran, to sort of lead that group. And Kenny Stills would be the smarter bet on that than, you know, relying on Devontae Parker.
Cameron, help me out on the team. I'm torn on this, and maybe have a better feel for this. So the team obviously has got to rebuild. We know that. Are they trying to build this? Because I've talked to the head coach a couple times. He says, man, we're going to do everything we can in front of alumni group. He said, we're going to do everything we can to win every game. And yet there are people going, we don't want to win too many games because we want to get one of those top quarterbacks next year. So right. so help me out, because tanking, there's no way the players and coaches are tanking. So people can stop with the tank for Yank and tank for everything, right?
Yeah, tank for two and all that.
Yeah, help me out a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think that, like you mentioned, you got a head coach in Brian Flores and a GM in Chris Greer who are very very strong-minded, and I think they sort of know the landscape of the NFL. They saw what happened, you know, to certain head coaches in the league. You know, Steve Wilkes only got 1 year. Vance Joseph got 2 years in Denver. So I think they're frank with themselves that, hey, we might not be around in 3-4 years if we try to slow play this thing. So we want to build it the right way, but that doesn't mean that we're going to, you know, just waste a year or two. So I think that's why you'll see them signing a lot of, like, high-potential, you know, short-term contracts and see, hey, maybe you can get a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it may help us win a game or two more than we're supposed to win, but that could be a key piece for us, you know, 2 years down the line to help this team. So that's why I don't think you'll see them sitting on their hands. I think you'll still see them making moves. I think you'll still see them trying to better this team. It clearly won't be a playoff-contending team, but I don't think you're going to see them try to support the worst team in NFL history this year just so they can try to tank for Tua, per se.
All right, so we're all on the same page. Ryan Tannehill's not going to be on this team next year. Quarterback-wise, if Teddy Bridgewater doesn't come down here and take this offer, which it looks like he might stay in New Orleans, what's next on the menu, I guess, for the Dolphins when it comes to quarterbacks, do you think?
Yeah, they've been looking into some veteran quarterbacks. I've heard Tyrod Taylor's name come up, and I know some other people have kind of reported him being interested in him. You know, I think that could be an option for them. I think you guys may have talked at some point about Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, he's still available on the market. You know, I know Josh McCown is trying to decide if he wants to come back a year, but I do think they're going to add a veteran quarterback to at least, you know, be a placeholder or a stopgap for whenever a rookie comes in. I don't think they can come in with a straight face and say, hey, we're going to let Jake Rudock be our starting quarterback from the first day of our offseason workout. So I do think that one of those three, or maybe an outside option, comes in and becomes that, you know, that quarterback that we're waiting for. And Ryan Tannehill is released.
Hey, Cameron, real quickly, just off the football stuff for a sec, did you get a chance to cover something else in sports the other night?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man. I went down to Conor McGregor's.
No, man, we saw you. We were messing with you.
Scoop Wolf.
Connor, how was Liv last night before the altercation?
Cameron, so happy that wasn't you that asked that question.
Who was that girl? Did you see the woman that said that?
I did see her. I'm not going to add her by name, but she is a local reporter in this bucket.
She was asking about friggin' Club Liv. How about what he did with the guy's damn phone? She's worried about Club Liv in there, which I thought she was a PR firm.
Yeah, no, I heard that, and I was shocked. He wasn't going to answer any questions anyway, but that one was a unique one to hear. You know, from somebody getting released from the team.
Who was it, man? Come on, come on. We had fun with this. We've been laughing our ass off about it. Who is it?
Connor, what happened? Connor, how was Liv last night before the altercation?
That's journalism.
I had a great friggin' time. I ran up a $12,000 bill, and I was banging babes two at a time.
You do nothing. Now Woody is a deal nothing. Get the out of here.
Who was it, man? Come on. Just between a camera, it's not a big deal. We just want to know who it was.
Yeah.
Come on.
I honestly don't know her name. I know where she, you know, I know kind of her surroundings.
Well, what's her surroundings?
Do not let Cameron hang up in the back. Do not let him hang up.
Hey, Cameron, come on. What channel? Come on. Where is she?
I can't do that one, man.
Come on, man. Cameron, you'll fit right in. Everybody backstabs everybody in the media down here.
Hey, Cameron, blink twice if it was WSVN. Blink three times if it was PLG. Blink four times if it was CBS.
Connor, what happened? Connor, how was Liv last night before the altercation?
I guessed it was someone from Deco Drive or someone of those that read shows down here. It had to be.
Come on, Cameron. Give us one. Come on, bro. Give us one time.
Next time we're out, we have a couple drinks. You know, maybe I'll let it slip between me and you.
All right, Cameron. I'm picking you up in 40 minutes for drinks. I'll pick you up in 40 minutes.
Cameron, did you guys all look at her after she obviously knew that was the take on it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. That was. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what she was thinking on that one. That was probably the most outrageous.
Have a good time amazing. At Club Live.
It was an amazing question. It made me think that my diploma from University of Florida Journalism School is exactly what that's exactly. I worked my whole life for that moment.
Connor, how was Liv last night before the altercation?
She stole my question.
But the worst part is Cameron knows who it is.
I know.
And he won't give it up.
Do not let Cameron hang up. We're keeping him. We're going commercial free till 10 o'clock.
Cameron, I got to tell you, he's a great wingman right there. He ain't giving up the info.
I know.
Yeah, great. Not for that. That's capital J journalism.
That's it. It's a J school at its finest right there. My goodness. All right, Cameron. Thank you very much.
Hey, Cam, good stuff today, man. Outstanding. A way to cover. Did she look good, though? Just give me one thing. How good she look?
Man, my wife will kill me.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. He's still in the house. Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to wait until we get to camp.
Cameron, you're on a roll today, man. We got a guy talk out of camp. I'll see you.
That's it.
All right, man.
Well done, Cameron. We'll see you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Cameron Wolf, ESPN Dolphins reporter.
I think for a second he was going to tell us who
I know.
It was.
You pushed a little too hard. Sometimes you got to massage it a little.
What do you mean? I run out of time.
I would have kept him on till 10 if at that point he said he was going to give his source up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.